and welcome to Chapter 3 for Managing Project Vendors. Here we will talk more about a federal structure for the Vendor Management Office. So what are the benefits of a federated Vendor Management Office compared to a centralized or a decentralized structure? We would also talk about different categories of vendors, how do we consolidate vendors, and especially how do we manage multiple vendor scenarios. So this is what we would discuss in chapter number 3. Now, why do we need to have a federal structure? Why do we need to have a formal vendor management approach? Well, the nature of the entire technology procurement over the past few years, from hardware and packaged software to provisioning of infrastructure, software, and business processes has changed, has evolved. And organizations, especially larger ones, now deal with multiple vendors for same requirements at times. So that has given the importance to implement a formal vendor management approach such that the overall objectives of the organization are met and benefits are delivered as expected to the organization and to the end customers. The Vendor Management Office should look after vendor classification and vendor consolidation to achieve efficient vendor management structure. Now, how do we do that? That's what we will discuss in the next few slides. However, first, let's look at the pros and cons of having a centralized and a decentralized vendor management office before we move on to talk about the federal structure of a vendor management organization. So, a centralized VMO, what could be the strengths of having a centralized vendor management office? Now, what do you mean by centralized? A centralized structure is where a central team in an organization is solely responsible for hiring vendors or third-party providers. So be it any small requirement for having a tea vendor in the cafeteria to having an IT organization bid for developing new softwares for the organization, the final decision, the entire contract process, RFP process, to the selection is done by a central team. So, a central VMO team manages economies of scale, especially for larger projects. One, they have the overall view of the organization. In terms of business decisions, these are more skilled. So, they can handle economies of scale better compared to smaller teams in a decentralized structure. They eliminate redundant costs. Employees working for a centralized VMO would be working on multiple selection processes. So employees are better utilized. Resources are continuously utilized. You have standardization because the same set of team, the same set of resources works on multiple vendor management projects or selection criterias or evaluating vendors. So standardization becomes easier because the same set of resources is involved in multiple vendor scenarios. And hence there is a consistency in spend view. Again, the same resources and the same team would lead to improved consistency. You have cross-pollination of deployments. Why? Because they have the visibility into all contracts. They have the visibility into all projects, and hence cross-pollination becomes easier. Central governance, because you have one central team managing all outsourced engagements for the organization. Hence, central governance or review becomes easier for the entire organization. What could be the weaknesses? Well, deployment is slow. Why it is slow? Because one, it's a large organization, you have a central team, so you would have a formal approval process which may go through different departments or different resources and executives. So for a small project, coming back to the P vendor example, the approval process may take longer, especially when compared to the scale of the project. So at times, a centralized vendor management office could lead to slower deployment, especially for smaller projects, or less responsive to local needs, because they would not have the visibility into local issues. Being a centralized team, you could consider examples of organizations with presence in multiple cities or states or countries. So at times, local visibility is restricted to the centralized team. Costly to customize, because any customization in the centralized process would affect all the projects, however small it may be. There may be possible backlogs because of the slow deployment and approval process. So even renewals would be slow. Even any change request implementation would be slow, which not always, but may result in possible backlogs. So when we compare the centralized structure to a decentralized vendor management office, what would be the strengths of the decentralized structure? One, quick to deploy, because these are more local units. So within an organization, each function may have people responsible for selecting vendors for that particular function. For example, the HR team in a particular location would handle any vendors that they would want for their own requirements. So it's a small organization within an organization. So it's quick to deploy, because the entire approval happens at their end. You can customize the specifications, because again, you know the needs of the smaller function that you have, and you can easily customize, because it does not require changing the specifications for the entire organization as a whole. And that leads to greater flexibility and also gives autonomy to the local authorities or the resources. However, decentralized VMO will also have certain weaknesses. For instance, a local vendor management office may not be aligned to group-wide organizational goals, because at times smaller functions work in silos. They have their own targets, their own organizational goals to meet on what they are reviewed upon. So their primary focus would be to meet their functional level goals rather than being worried about the overall organization goals. You would have redundant staffs, tools and vendors, because they are working on multiple projects. Increase in overall spend likely, may or may not, but usually there will be an increase in overall spend, because they're not working on a lot of projects. They only work on one project, do not have the visibility on the cost structure or the pricing model for similar projects being implemented in the same organization. For example, the HR team in Mumbai may be hiring vendors without knowing the process of how the HR team in Chennai may be hiring vendors. So less visibility could result in increase in the cost. Conflicting vendor ratings, because then different people are rating the same vendor or maybe multiple vendors. So there is no standardization here, which may lead to conflict in ratings for different vendors. And there is no enterprise view of spend, because each small division is handling their own project management or vendor management. So you do not have an overall organization view. The different cost centers within an organization who are managing their own vendor management outsourcing engagements. Uneven capabilities across units. So in a centralized structure, you would have a same set of resources. So they may be very skilled, or they may not be skilled enough, but it's an even skilled resource or pool of resources that you have. In a decentralized structure, in some functions you may have very skilled resources, better at negotiations, better at contract management. In some other functions, that might not be the case. So there is an unevenness across the same organization. So both centralized and decentralized vendor management offices have certain strengths and have certain weaknesses. and each works in some cases, while in some other cases, it may not be the best solution to implement. So what do we do? The best option is we move to a federated structure, because both centralized and decentralized model have certain limitations. Let's look at some of these limitations. One, inconsistent vendor management activities leading to value erosion. This holds true for a decentralized process. Limited enterprise-wide visibility into the overall performance of vendors. Again, holds true for a decentralized model. Focus on standardization cripples the business units that desire flexibility. This would stand for a centralized business model, where the centralized team is focused on standardizing the entire vendor management process. However, there may be a certain function in the organization that desires to hire a vendor and requires more flexibility in the selection or the negotiation process. But since the organization has a standardized structure, they're not allowed to do that. So at times, for certain projects, the local teams or functions may feel crippled in a centralized structure. Then inconsistent risk management processes and duplication and effort in case of local empowerment. Again, this would be the case of decentralized vendor management offices, where you would have greater levels of inconsistency in managing the risk elements in outsourcing engagements. You may have no overarching governance authority, again for decentralized models, inconsistent implementation of the processes, tools and templates, because again different functions in a decentralized model would have their own mechanisms for handling outsourced service providers. So there would be inconsistency, as well as you would not have a central repository of projects which could be used as a benchmark, as a baseline, or as reference guides while selecting vendors for future projects or requirements. Then you may also have increased exposure to certain risk, since vendors may be engaged without executed contracts. Centralized and decentralized model bring along certain limitations when it comes to implementing outsourced engagements with vendors. So the best solution here would be to have a federated model. So what are the characteristics of a federal model when it comes to a vendor management office structure in an organization? Well, a federated model or a federal model focuses on specific objectives with respect to risk control, organizational efficiency, and cost effectiveness. Three important parameters when it comes to engaging or even deciding to outsource a key business function. You would have a dedicated vendor management office. We discussed in the previous chapter the structure of a vendor management office, where you have a head of the vendor management office, you have relationship managers at both ends to manage end customers as well as manage your outsourced vendors. You have program and project managers, relationship managers, legal and financial experts for contract negotiations. So you have a dedicated vendor management office and an executive who heads the office, who reports directly to usually a CIO of the group, a chief information officer, or it could report to the CEO as well. So you have a dedicated executive spearheading the entire vendor management initiative for the organization. Now, a centrally led VMO is responsible for developing and administering vendor management policies across the organization. So they define policies, and in case-to-case basis, they may allow local teams to hire vendors. However, they would be required to adhere to these vendor management policies defined by the dedicated vendor management office for the organization. So in a federal model, you could implement a centralized structure if required, or a digitalized model if required. However, you have standard policies which have been agreed to, or which are processes that would help even local teams without the required skills and experience to get the most out of an outsourced engagement. The governance committee with mandates to own and enforce a vendor management office policies and procedures at the executive, tactical, and operational levels. So you have the policies and processes being enforced across the organization from top to bottom. And that would lead to more consistency and standardization with respect to hiring or outsourcing to third-party service providers. Now, monitoring of the established broad set of vendor management metrics that are linked to performance. So the central team that you would have would work on the performance management and also on the continuous improvement mechanism for the projects. The federal model would allow the organization to have a formal, transparent, auditable, and consistent end-to-end process for the vendor management office. Define accountability, which is very important. Define accountabilities and responsibilities for stakeholders across each process and sub-process. This is what a federal model enables when it comes to managing outsourced engagements. Adoption of industry-leading tools and technologies, as well as follow global practices and benchmarks, which would not be possible in a normal decentralized structure because they do not have the visibility in what's happening in other projects within the organization or outside the organization in the industry. So what are the benefits that the organization can get out of implementing a federal vendor management office structure? One, reduce risk exposure from vendor relationships, leading to improved cost effectiveness. So the primary reason for outsourcing, we are able to reduce the operating cost and have better effectiveness on the engagement. Standardization along with appropriate levels of flexibility. So in a non-federal structure, we were either able to have a standardized process, or when in a decentralized structure, the process was more flexible. However, a federal model allows greater levels of standardization, also allowing us the required flexibility for the nature of projects that we may have. It also gives us successful implementation and ongoing support of vendor management processes and policies in terms of delivery, and most importantly, in terms of performance management of the vendors. Increased effectiveness throughout the organization from centrally developed, standardized, and enforced vendor management policies. It also gives us improved handoffs, improved communication flow, and interactions between vendor managers or different business units and the overall supply chain. Economies of scale, as we discussed in a centralized model, in a federal model as well, economies of scale can still be ensured due to aggregation of demand across the group for common items or even uncommon items but common vendors. The same vendors working on different projects. So economies of scale can also be better managed when we have a federal model because we have an organization level view of all the projects and all the vendors. Effective implementation and enforcement of vendor management policies and processes with increased visibility and performance. So we have performance managers and project managers which help in effective implementation and enforcement of policies and processes across projects, across the organization. Clearly identifiable point of contact for each activity. So everybody knows, or it may be on the vendor side or within the organization, they have a clearly defined point of contact for every activity. Better enabled vendor management processes and increased efficiency resulting from automation of different activities. So now that we understand the benefits of having a federal model, let's look at different skills needed across the federal model. Let's look at the centralized model of a federal vendor management office. So what would be the value addition to business in terms of transactional benefits? First, the skills required would be requires the company and operational knowledge as well as the process expertise. So the vendor management office, anybody a part of the vendor management office needs to have the requisite company knowledge in terms of the vision and culture of the company, the objectives that the company wants to achieve, the operational knowledge of the division that they have, and the process expertise. If it's an IT outsourcing, you need to have experts who are able or have the skills to manage an IT vendor. Provide standardized services to various parts of the organization, at times even across geographies. Adhere to the corporate mandate. Align to the vision and mission of the organization. Ensure efficiency of throughput for enterprise-wide activities. And be process intensive. Adhere to the process and ensure that the standardization is done across the organization, which leads in increased efficiency and also better cost effectiveness. Now, what are the skills in terms of affecting the core business of the organization? It requires some business knowledge and organizational competencies. Provide solutions that are applicable across all lines of business. So standardized solutions which can be implemented across business functions. Strongly aligned to corporate interests and objectives. As we've already stressed upon, the vision and the mission of the vendor management office needs to be aligned with the overall corporate interests and objectives. Create value through common solutions and goals across different functions of the organization. And be issues and knowledge intensive. Now, we could also have a federal structure where we have a decentralized vendor management office. So what are the skills needed in terms of transactional requirements? Requires business knowledge and domain expertise, similar to what we have. Direct and personal interaction to meet objective, because it's a decentralized structure, specially suited when you need more flexibility, for smaller projects. So you need to be able to have a direct and personal interaction as well as the ability to capture local and regional inputs. This is usually true for organization with presence in multiple geographies, countries or even cities. Ensure efficiency of throughput for the business unit. So in a centralized structure, while it was the throughput across the organization, in decentralized structure, for smaller functions, you need to ensure the efficiency of throughput is met for the respective business unit while outsourcing to a vendor, and be end user intensive. Now, what would be the skills when it comes to affecting the core business of the organization? So you would need to require business knowledge and organizational competencies along with an apt at understanding the business and the management inputs required to achieve the objectives of the respective project. Strategy aligned to corporate interests and objectives. Well, it's well known that every project's mission and objective needs to be aligned with the overall objective of the organization. Create value through customized solutions and be decision focused and action intensive, more true for smaller projects where you could customize solutions for the delivery and improvement in the performance level of the project. So working with multiple vendors, Now, in many cases, there would be scenarios where you would have to work with multiple vendors. Working with multiple vendors gives some benefits to the organization. One, it allows to optimize cost due to availability options. You're not reliable only on one vendor or a couple of vendors. You're able to compare the cost of delivery and execution across multiple vendors, which gives you more choice, more option, and greater flexibility when it comes to contract negotiation with respect to pricing. Increases speed to market because you have multiple vendors, so you can achieve a process more in a given span of time. It also provides resource flexibility, as both quality and quantity of resources can be upgraded or downgraded as per requirement. For a single vendor for example, move from having 30 software developers to 50 developers would take more time. However, if you would have three vendors, moving from 30 to 50 would be relatively easier. And same applies to downgrading. So it allows more flexibility when it comes to ramp up or ramp down of resources, manpower, technology, infra, whatever the resources that you may need. It also gives you flexibility and scalability in operations. You're able to scale quickly and even downgrade relatively quicker compared to having a single vendor or just a couple of vendors. It gives availability of specialists and experts because you have access to a greater pool of resources working with multiple vendors. Working with top MNC vendors helps improve image due to their high quality of performance. It also helps you in your brand positioning. You can be rest assured with the quality of delivery when you work with top MNC vendors. And it also helps in risk control. We'll be right back.